You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now I'm lucky enough to have a special guest in the studio. We're talking about horror, which is a spine-chilling homage to the horror movie genre that is being performed at the Civic Theatre as part of the Auckland Arts Festival. I'm joined by the creator and director of horror, Jakob Albom. Hi.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
We were just discussing that you haven't been in the country long, so it's still adjusting to the time down
here.
Yes,
it's adjusting to the time.
It looks like an amazing show, though. I wanted to start by asking where the idea for horror came from.
I think they come from the love of the genre. As a young child, I enjoyed the excitement of watching horror movies. And I guess that's the starting point.
That's cool, because I think, people have a lot of love for horror movies, or they can really not enjoy them at all. But this sounds like it came from a place of loving them.
Yes, but it's a strange thing that horror, because why would you enjoy to go and be scared? And I think it's connected a little bit like the bungee jumping effect. You want to, on a safe in a safe way, enjoy the fear or the danger, but still be safe.
Get a little bit of adrenaline.
Yes, I think that's the main. Yeah.
Excellent. So this show, I mean, this may sound like a silly question, but is it a scary show?
Yeah, there's always a discussion. It is live on stage. It's not a movie. And it all depends on the audience and the sensibility of the audience. I mean, I really try to make it, the tension which you can get in a horror movie, that don't walk down the stairs, don't walk, no, or don't look, you have to look back. And to get this excitement was difficult, the more difficult than make a jump scare effect, because then you just turn off the volume or suddenly do something very drastic, then you will, of course, jump. And I think it succeeded. I'm very satisfied. We really tried to make an honest approach to give the same sensation as you get when you watch the movie, but this time it's live. So some people get scared, some people get less scared.
Yeah, it's so interesting, the thought of seeing horror live on stage, because there's a sort of magic that comes from a live performance. But like you said, you can't control the variables. So the other thing I want to bring up is you don't normally associate these theatre shows with special effects, but it looks like you have a lot of effects in the show.
Yes, that's true.
What are the difficulties of using special effects in a live show?
The difficulties is it's time consuming to make them, and you need another timing to perform. You don't want the effects to rule, or that demands what you're doing. You have to, it has to support the game, or support the play, support what you're doing. But still, because it's very precise how you do it, it needs a lot of rehearsal to make it as a very organic part of the show. And I think that's the most difficult things, to make it be natural. And that was also to use a lot of effect. The horror is also one part about the effects, to try to visualize certain things live on stage, which otherwise is not is impossible.
So was it challenging for the actors to have to work with all these effects?
Yeah, some of them are used to it, because I often use them. I'm interested in magic and stage illusion, so we use the same principle when we do these effects. So some of them are already used to it, but it is hard, because you need to repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat till it gets very fluid. Yeah.
So how long have you been running horror?
I think this is the third season.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a little while, and you mentioned Ophir mostly in Europe so far.
Till now, only in Europe, I think. Yes.
Excellent. So we're very lucky to have it down here.
Yeah, and we are very lucky to come.
And what was your background before this? You briefly mentioned magic.
That's something I study on my own, purely as a hobby, as an interest. My background is theatre. I studied theatre in Holland, and I graduated in 98. And since 2000, I'm sort of built up my company, which is now coming here with horror.
Awesome. Very, very cool. It sounds like a great show, and I would recommend anyone who's listening to this and is interested to go watch the trailer, because I think I certainly got a lot from watching that.
Yeah, it gets a sort of a teaser.
Yeah, absolutely, but I'm sure nothing compared to the actual show.
No, I think it's nice, and I also think people who are sort of get a little bit, ooh, horror, I don't want to go, I think they should reconsider, because it's. I also try to make it as a show, also a theatre show, including poetry, drama, and visual comedy also, which is also, for me, part of horror, because it's so close to the border of being absurd and also being scary, and I try to put it all in one sort of show, which is also telling a little bit of a dramatic story.
What is the story in horror?
The simple said that there's a woman coming back with her boyfriend and a friend in her old her parents' house. And when she arrives, it's empty because it's been deserted for a long time and her parents are dead. And there she gets confronted with a traumatic experience from the past which she neglected, and now she gets confronted again through a ghost story, and that's a little sort of the basic of the horror, and then what we watch is how she deals with that trauma.
Awesome. That sounds cool. Okay, well, there you have it. If you're not a necessarily a horror movie fan, come along, reconsider. Thank you so much, Jakob, for coming in. So horror is running at the Civic Theatre. It's opening tomorrow night and running until Sunday, the 26th of March. Tickets are $35 to $69. And if you would like to get a ticket, you can head along to aucklandfestival.co.nz. Thank you so much for coming in. Good luck with the show.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.